welcome back, everybody. How are you? Nick DiGilio here, live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. Friday morning, that means Fly Jams Friday will be coming up. DJ Shagru, Viggity Viggity Vig, Double Verified V, Esmeralda the Heart Melda. I'm Wiki Wiki Nicky, and we'll play some funky music this morning to kick off your weekend. Also, You Big Dummy will be coming up when we read real news stories of dumb people doing dumb stuff, and then we vote on their dumbness. And Straight Outta Context and Nick D Show Spies. All coming up. Talk, text 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. All right. Now, people who regularly listen to this show know that I actually have a very huge fondness for Keanu Reeves. I've spent a lot of time over the years defending Keanu, both on the air and with my friends. We've gotten into arguments about him. I actually think Keanu Reeves is a good actor. I think he can be terrific in movies, and I also think he's a pretty cool dude, and you know, really charitable and kind. And he sometimes sits on park benches and looks sad. But I'm a big fan of Keanu, and this is a really interesting thing here. 8 movies that almost starred Keanu Reeves. Now, if you know me, I personally think that Keanu Reeves should be in every movie ever produced. That's just my feeling. Some of these are really surprising that he was considered for the roles. And here's what it says. While critical acclaim has mostly eluded Reeves during his 30-plus years in Hollywood, his movies have made nearly $2 billion at the box office, whether because of his own choosiness or the decisions of studios that, of powers that be. That tally could be much, much higher. To celebrate his 53rd birthday, here are 8 movies that almost starred Keanu Reeves. Okay. Esmeralda, some of these are really surprising.
Okay.
I got to tell you. Dan, you saw this list, right?
I did, yes.
All right. First one, X-Men. The original X-Men movie. In Hollywood's version of the X-Men universe, Hugh Jackman is the definitive Wolverine, but Jackman himself was a last-minute replacement for Doug Ray Scott, and other bigger in 2000 names were considered for the superhero, including Reeves. Ultimately, it was the studio that decided to go into a different direction, to Reeves' disappointment. I always wanted to play Wolverine, Reeves told MoviePhone in 2014, but I didn't get that. They had a great Wolverine. They have a great Wolverine now, and I always wanted to play the Dark Knight, but I didn't get that one. But they've got great Batman. They got great Batmans. So now I'm just enjoying them as an audience. Do you imagine Keanu as Wolverine?
I am curious how buff Keanu can get, because Wolverine's a buff dude.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Hugh Jackman is just ridiculous. I mean, you know, Keanu Reeves is in great shape, and you know, especially for a guy who's 53.
Yeah, he is, but he has a slimmer body.
Yeah.
So I don't know how hulking he could be as Wolverine.
Right.
That would be my only.
He could have played the Dark Knight.
Yeah, he could have done that one. But Wolverine, yeah, I question it.
Yeah. I just, you know, you can't think of anybody but Hugh Jackman in that role now. You know, I mean, he's, you know, made it his own.
Could Keanu do the dark voice? Like, would he do
that?
Well,
yeah, he'd have to do the I'm Batman thing.
I'm Batman.
Yeah. I always thought that was silly in all the Batman movies. When they have the cowl on, it's like, I'm Batman. Then they talk like normal human being when they're not.
Well, because he has to hide his voice.
Right.
And then in the new one, he's got to go, I'm the Batman.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't even know. Does he?
The Batman?
I don't know. I mean, I can't remember what Ben Affleck did in that stupid movie, because I pretty much forgot almost everything about that Spider-Man. See, I don't even know the name of it. The Superman versus Batman movie. I don't remember. I just remember it sucked. That's the only thing I remember about that movie. Okay. All right. We got a break. And then more surprising movies that almost starred Keanu Reeves. That's all coming up. Yeah. How you doing, everybody? Welcome back. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Friday morning. That means all of our regular features are coming up in a few minutes. You Big Dummy. Straight Out of Context and Nick D Show Spies and Fly Jams Friday. All coming up. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich at 5 with the opening bell, and the great Steve Cochran with your morning drive at 6. Our phone number and text number 312-981-7200. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. Best way to stay connected is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/NickDShow. So before the news, we started talking about these eight movies that almost starred Keanu Reeves. And here are some more. All right. How about this one? Platoon. For an action star, Reeves isn't a huge fan of violence, which is why he passed on playing the lead in Oliver Stone's Oscar-winning Vietnam classic. Stone said Keanu Reeves turned it down because of the violence. He didn't want to do the violence. Wow. Could you imagine Keanu in Platoon?
I'm assuming it's Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, the lead, Charlie Sheen. Yeah. He would have played Charlie Sheen's role. Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I could see him. Yeah, I could see him playing it. Yeah. All right, how about this one? The Fly 2. Few people would likely mistake Reeves for the son of Jeff Goldblum, but producers were anxious to see him play the next generation of Goldblum's insectile role for the sequel to The Fly. But Reeves wasn't having any of it. Why? Simple. Quote, I didn't like the script. You remember who had the role? Who ended up getting the role?
I do not.
Eric Stoltz. Went to Eric Stoltz. All right, how about this one? Speed 2, Cruise Control. Well, yeah, obviously. He would have almost been in it. Speaking of sequels and bad scripts, Reeves was ready to reprise his role as Jack Traven from Jan de Bont's second go at the series. Then he read it. So I was offered Speed 2. Jan came to Chicago, and so did Sandra, and they said, you've got to do this, Reed recalled to the Telegraph. And I said, I read the script, and I can't. It's called Speed, and it's on a cruise ship. even when the studio dangled $12 million paycheck in front of him, he said no. I told the then head of Fox, if I do this film, I will not come back up. You guys will send me to the bottom of the ocean, and I will not make it back up again. I felt like I was fighting for my life. And people call him dumb. I offered him $12 million, and he wouldn't know. Okay, now this one is crazy. Heat, the Michael Mann movie. Reeves was offered, his refusal to cave on Speed 2 didn't sit well with Hollywood in certain Hollywood circles, because he wouldn't do the movie. And it didn't help that he also passed on playing Val Kilmer's role in Michael Mann's Heat in order to spend a month playing Hamlet in Canada's Manitoba Theatre Center. From that point on, Reeves told the Telegraph that it's been a struggle for him to book any studio movies. That's a good old Hollywood story, he said. That was the whole, hey, kid, this is what happens in Hollywood. I said no to the number two, and I never worked with that studio again. So he passed on Heat to do Hamlet. I love Keanu Reeves. So he could do Hamlet in Canada. He wanted to become a better actor. I could have seen him in Heat, though. He would have been, you know, he would have been good in that.
Who would he have been?
Val Kilmer. He would have had Val Kilmer's role in Heat. Okay, now this next one's crazy. I have to say this one's crazy. Esmeralda, do you know the movie Bowfinger?
Yeah.
Okay, where Eddie Murphy plays dual role. Steve Martin is in it.
Is it? He's the
filmmaker. He's a goofball.
Oh, right.
Eddie Murphy is the dorky guy who looks exactly like the movie star played by Eddie Murphy.
And he's really crazy, and then they use the other guy. Okay.
And they have him, it's a hilarious, Bowfinger is a hilarious movie. And one of the funniest scenes in the entire movie is when they make Eddie Murphy run across the highway as the cars are going by. Have you guys seen, Dan, have you seen Bowfinger?
No, I never saw it.
It's really funny. It's really, Esmeralda?
No. They put him in situations
to
film the movie, right?
Right, yeah.
And he doesn't know he's filming a movie.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, and Eddie Murphy's character starts going nuts. The movie star guy starts going nuts. But anyway, it says, by the time Frank Oz's Bowfinger rolled around, Eddie Murphy was pretty much the go-to guy for any dual role part. But the movie wasn't intended to play that way. Steve Martin, who starred in and wrote the movie, had actually penned the part of Kit Ramsey for Reeves, who he had worked a decade earlier with on Parenthood. When Steve gave me the script for Bowfinger, it wasn't written for Eddie Murphy, Brian Grazer, the producer, explained. It was written for a white action star. It was written for Keanu Reeves. Literally, he wrote it for him. Why does it have to be an action star, he said. That's the joke, I said. What if it were Eddie Murphy and Eddie Murphy played the two characters? That could be really funny. He said, you know, that'd be great. That'd be brilliant. Let's do that. He processed it in about a minute, and then they changed everything. But Keanu Reeves, that part was written for Keanu Reeves. I just find that I just find that mind-boggling. So, all right, how about this one? Watchmen. A year before Zack Snyder's Watchmen hit theaters, Reeves confirmed to MTV at what many had speculated that he had turned down the chance to play Dr. Manhattan in the highly anticipated adaptation. But it wasn't because of lack of interest on Reeves' part. It was just that it didn't work out, quote unquote. Still, he made it as far as a set visit. They were shooting in Vancouver, and while we were filming, so I went over to the set to say hi. They showed me some stuff, and it looked amazing. I can't wait. It would be so killer. But he couldn't do it. And now I don't remember, Dan, who played, do we know who played Dr. Manhattan?
Billy Crudup.
Oh, that was Billy Crudup's role? Oh, that's a good role.
I know, but his stuff.
What?
Isn't that a big thing?
Yeah. I
mean, okay.
And then this is another one that I find crazy. I don't know. I find most of these just kind of crazy just because, you know, obviously you'd have to rethink all these movies because we know them so well, and the people who actually ended up playing the parts are the people that we always associate with those parts. So anytime we talk about anybody who was considered for another role, it's always a little weird. But for some reason, I don't know why I find it so weird that it's Keanu. Like, I can't believe Bowfinger was written for him. That's just so, it's incredible to me. Here's the last one, Tropic Thunder. By the time Ben Stiller's Tropic Thunder made its way into theaters in the summer of 2008, the meta comedy had been more than a decade in the making, so it's understandable the final product veered from Stiller's original plan for the film, which included Reeves playing the role of Tug Speedman that Ben Stiller eventually played. Initially, Stiller had planned to cast himself as the smarmy agent Rick Peck, which Matthew McConaughey picked up. So Keanu would have been the lead in Tropic Thunder. I think he would have been hilarious. I think he would have been absolutely hilarious. So, that's a, man, Tropic Thunder, that's a funny movie, man. It's still funny. And I got to tell you, man, funniest performance in that movie is Tom Cruise. I don't care. I know Robert Downey got the Oscar nomination. Everybody else is very funny in the movie. But, man, I'm telling you, Tom Cruise is so hilarious in that movie. Just him dancing alone is worth the price of admission. Now, Esmeralda, do you know the story behind why Matthew McConaughey ended up in the movie?
I don't.
The part was originally, after Stiller retooled it, he wanted Owen Wilson to be in it. But then Owen Wilson, remember he had that sort of a meltdown and people were saying that he was suicidal? Do you remember when Owen Wilson had that little sort of meltdown in the mid-2000s?
Yeah.
And he was on the verge of suicide and everybody was like, well, you know, he was on suicide watch. He went through a really, really bad, I think it was a bad breakup. He was drinking and he was, he was really fighting depression and it got really bad. And so he had to drop out of Tropic Thunder. And then the part went to McConaughey, who stepped in at the last minute. So lots of cast changes in that, Tropic Thunder.
Eileen and I were flipping around this past Saturday, and the Kenneth Branagh huge megastar cast of Much Ado About Nothing was on there. And I'd forgotten that Keanu was in there. And I don't know if the Hamlet worked that well for him because it was a little – that wasn't his best role.
No, it's not. No. I mean, look, here's the thing. Period pieces and stuff like that and Shakespearean stuff, that's not Keanu's strong suit. I would be the first to admit that. Like, he was not good in Dracula.
Yeah, I tried watching that.
He was not good in that. He was not good in Dangerous Liaisons. Much Ado About Nothing, not good. So, I mean, you know, but the weird thing is, Dan, that the Shakespeare thing, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. The production of Hamlet that he was in, I don't know if it was modern day. I don't know, you know, what the interpretation of it was. I have no idea. But there is a ton of Shakespeare in My Own Private Idaho. And he pulls it off beautifully. So, I mean, that obviously is like a weird sort of just adaptation of Shakespeare Gus Van Sant did. But he in River Phoenix were amazing in that movie. And there's a ton of Shakespeare in it. So I don't know. He just wasn't good in a Kenneth Branagh movie. He wasn't good.
And, like, to his credit, like, on one hand, he knows his sweet spot.
Oh, no question.
He knows that. But he's also willing to try new things.
That's,
and, like, Like, yep. I think one of the things that gleams from the list is, like, he's his own dude.
Yeah.
You know? He's just like, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it. And if I don't, I don't.
Yeah.
You know, you got to respect that.
And I love the fact that, like, he did, like, a lot of offbeat movies, low budget stuff, independent movies, and he's good in all those things. But now, like, this part of his career, I'm loving more than anything because he's just a kick ass action star. But those John Wick movies rule. And, I liked him like The Matrix. I like all The Matrix movies. I know I'm in the minority on that. And then, because he learned martial arts and stuff, I know Kung Fu. When he learned martial arts and stuff for The Matrix movies, he directed a martial arts movie. He was in, like, three other ones. And, and then in the John Wick movies, he just beats the crap out of people and shoots them. So, anyway, X-Men, Platoon, The Fly 2, Speed 2, Heat, Bowfinger, Watchmen and Tropic Thunder all could have starred Keanu Reeves, and they all would have been better. No, I'm kidding. I just love the story of Speed 2, though. No, I'm not doing it. It's called Speed, and it's on a cruise ship. Either of you ever see Speed 2? Did you ever see it, Dan?
I want to say I watched like 25 minutes of it.
Oh my god. Esmeralda, did you ever see Speed 2?
No.
I got to, because Speed's one of my favorite movies. I love Speed. I love that movie so much. And I was really looking forward to the sequel because it was the same director. I was like, oh, this movie's going to kick ass. And then, seriously, half an hour in, I'm like, oh my god. Jason Patrick, I think he got like $10 million or $9 million. He got a big paycheck. Not as much as they were going to pay Keanu. But he got a big paycheck, and he just sleptwalked through that whole thing. It was like, that's probably in the middle of the night. That's what he was doing. He was walking in his sleep. A terrible movie. There's a scene in the movie, Willem Dafoe plays the bad guy, and there's a scene in the movie where they're on a cruise ship. Because, action-packed when you're on a cruise ship. Where he's sitting in a bathtub covered in leeches.
So, why?
I don't
just
remember.
Just because he was relaxing?
Yeah, he wanted to purge himself or something, so he put leeches. He's laying in a tub.
Was this in the cruise ship?
Yeah, in the cruise ship.
Where did they find so many leeches?
I think he brought them with him, if I remember correctly.
Okay.
All right, we have to break. We got weather and traffic, and then it's time for you, Big Dummy.